There are so many songs that I love by you. I mean, and they are anointed, and those songs have inspired me in my music ministry.
Well, thank you.
Now, I'll tell you, Jesus, I Love You, when I first heard that, I was floored. Norman, please tell us what happened when you wrote that song. I mean, tell us about it.
Well, the miracle behind that song was I had only been playing the acoustic guitar 3 months prior to writing it. And that was the first song the Lord gave me to express my gratitude to Him for allowing me to discover another gift that He had given me that only in time would reveal.
Well, I'll tell you, talking about it, God is good.
He sure is.
God is good. That is a beautiful song, and I know people are telling you they love that song everywhere.
Right. Well, it's vertical because we're not just talking about God, but we're singing to Him. And it expresses, you know, for a lot of people, how we really, really feel. I mean, because He loved us. I mean, you know, when we were yet sinners, the Bible says He died for us. And so, my God, who else can we look to experience that type of love?
And then Reverend Norman Hutchins, I tell you, the first song I heard, and it really inspired me again, I'm on the battlefield.
Okay. Well, I think that is the consensus of the body of Christ. We're all in a battle. But the victory is that we win.
Miss Edie, I think a couple of years
right,
ago.
Right, right, right.
Oh.
With Emmanuel.
Oh, Emmanuel. I can't sing. Hey, now when I, and again, when I first heard that song, you know, I said, oh, this is anointed. I said, I can't just play this during the Christmas season.
Okay.
I got to play it all the time.
Right, right. Well, that was the vision for it, was to try to do a record that we could, you know, because Christmas is seasonal, but Jesus is year-round.
Norman Hutchins, what are you up to these days?
Well, actually, we birthed our